Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday edition, the fourth day of October 2006. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to have Aaron Dykes and Kevin Smith, who both work for me here at InfoWars, in studio with us. They went down to the University of Texas Presidential Library, the LBJ Presidential Library and Museum, and confronted one of the chief architects of the neocon stratagem, that being William Crystal of the Weekly Standard, one of the PNAC signatories. He is, I would say, in the top three of the neocons, right up there with Dick Cheney. And he always smirks and smiles when he's on stage. He was scowling once he got off stage. The audio you're going to hear was a shot from about 30 yards away or so, but it's pretty good. You got to strain a bit to listen to it. But this afternoon, we're going to put the video up on the internet for everyone and put a report out on it. It did show up in the Daily Texan newspaper. There are photos of what happened there. They basically threatened to arrest Aaron Dykes for bringing up serious points and serious issues and removed him. There were a lot of other people there booing and hissing at Crystal and people standing up with huge banners that stated that 9/11 was an inside job. And it's good. Everywhere Crystal goes, everywhere Dick Cheney goes, everywhere these creatures go, the American people are facing them down. And I like how Kevin got up and said, because he kept talking about how he was a conservative and we were fighting the commies and the Arabs. And I mean, literally, the head of the Communist Fourth International was William Crystal's father. When Trotsky was killed by a hatchet man, literally wielding a hatchet in Mexico, the reins were given to Mr. Crystal's father. Crystal joked, of course, in the speech that in the 80s he was a commie too. These are hardcore control freaks. These are Stalin-esque people. They don't care about the workers. All they want is centralization. And so they jump from being hardcore communist to hardcore fascist. And when we use the word fascist, we're not using it the way some liberal will throw that around. I saw that in an editorial. It was a good point. You know, we're not like some professor when you talk about cutting welfare by 2% and they say, oh, you're a fascist. No, no, no. We mean real live fascist, secret arrest, tortures, secret executions, cameras, black uniforms. I mean, this is the real deal Americana style, and we do it bigger and better here, don't we? So it's really amazing, amazing what happened. That audio is coming up. About 5 minutes of audio is coming up a little bit later in the broadcast from the confrontation. And then again, when we're done putting it together for you, it will be up on the web for everyone this evening. Very historical, confronting this creature. And the Daily Texan and Crystal and everybody kept trying in the paper today, and when he was on the dais going, oh, you liberals, ha, 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 that's why I came to Austin to fight you liberals. They called me a liberal talk show host. Yeah, because I'm the one to control the borders, pro Second Amendment. No. I'm a populist. I'm a freedom lover. I'm a constitutionalist. That's what I am. That's what I do. But they've got to put us in the left-right paradigm, because then that separates us 50-50, basically, and then keeps us fighting with each other instead of enemies like Mr. Crystal. We got Ed Asner talking about the World Can't Wait giant nationwide rally, worldwide rally that's going to be tomorrow. Hope all of you participate in that. He'll be joining us for about 30 minutes in the second hour. But I want to, other than that, keep the phones open today and take a lot of calls. We will take calls in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. A ton of news. It's all on the other side. InfoWars.net and JonesReport.com are the websites.
6 year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have a really important broadcast for you today. The famous Hollywood actor, even more famous activist, Ed Asner, is going to be joining us to promote the World Can't Wait nationwide, worldwide demonstration to oust the criminal Hitlerian Bush regime. And when I use those terms, I mean it. They are Nazi agents. They've always been Nazi agents. George Herbert Walker Bush's father was the top Nazi agent in the Western Hemisphere. It was all over New York, New Jersey, and Chicago papers. And we have all those news articles in my film, Martial Law. Mainstream news, top Nazi agent. And these criminals are overthrowing our country right now. They've teamed up with vicious Trotskyites, vicious individuals who helped overthrow Russia and who helped carry out the Stalinist purges. It is a sick wedding of hardcore Stalinist with hardcore fascist, and then a mix of weird Mecha, La Reconquista people like Gonzalez and others. Bush has got a bunch of those in his administration. I mean, this is just like the Legion of Doom. The most evil of every group you can imagine makes up this administration. They've abolished the Bill of Rights last Friday. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to have Kevin Smith and Aaron Dykes, who confronted from this office, did a great job last night, confronted, because everybody needs a chance up at bat, folks. I could have gone and done it, but they did a pretty good job, an excellent job. They went down there and confronted that demonic dwarf. Nothing against people that are short. I'm not that tall. I'm like 5'10". used to be 5'11". I'm like shrinking from hunching over a microphone all these years. But the point is, he's like 4'9". They said they had to bring in a special little podium for midgets. I'm serious. And the point is, then he wants to warmonger and attack everybody. And he has this fake little demonic Joker smile when he's on the dais. That came up. So we're playing some audio from that and then getting the response of the guys that actually did it here in studio. I want to thank all the other people that went down there last night. I'm told them that a large portion of the giant hall packed with people were booing and hissing and screaming that 9/11 is an inside job at them. I just had a few minutes this morning to look at some of the footage. They unfurled a giant banner saying that 9/11 was an inside job. Some of the other activists did. The folks from Project for a New American Citizen, kind of a spinoff term, a play on words against the Project for the New American Century, the brainchild of Mr. Crystal, who clearly was intimately involved in the stratagem for 9/11, if not in the actual event itself. But we know he was involved in, in coming up with a strategy. Very serious little individual. But the really big news of the day, I wanted to get the illustrious Steve Watson on with us today. And I don't think you need a degree to talk about politics and be informed. You can go read the same textbooks and research history and be just as informed. But we never toot Steve's horn. He not only is the front man for a rock band, pretty popular rock band, which he had to do today so he couldn't join us. It's nighttime over in England. But he also has a degree in political science and foreign affairs from a prestigious university in London. So we're glad to have him on the payroll here. He wrote a really great article that's at Infowars.net that we've got cloned over at Infowars.com that I wanted to go over. But I notice I printed it here. It's not in a printer-friendly version. So as soon as I get to that, I'll cover it. It's like a fire drill here trying to get me a copy of it. But he did a great analysis, absolute, conclusive, 110% proof from about nine different angles and nine different points in this article. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. About nine different key points. There may be more. Proving conclusively, one of the points proves conclusively, that the video that got released last Friday for the weekend news cycle of Muhammad Atta, the supposed lead hijacker, is absolutely, totally, and completely fake. It has been out for almost 2 years. It was in a docudrama for national U.S. television. And it is completely I was banging on the wall screaming for the article because, again, I print them here and then they get cut off sometimes and then I can't really read an article on air. Two words out of each line are cut off. But he's done a great job detailing that you have this docudrama where they have this footage. They don't say where it comes from, just here's the footage of the terrorist, and then magically the government re-releases and says they don't know where it came from. Now they're having to admit it came from the U.S. government. I mean, this is totally staged and totally fake. And so let me just try to read through this article. It's extremely lengthy that Steve Watson put together. He will be joining us for a full hour tomorrow. Atta's father says video fake. Actually, this is not a printer-friendly version again. I don't know. Steve, for some reason, formats some stories that are not printer-friendly. We'll just read it later. This bumbling on air is something we like to do around here. But it is a very, very important article, and I would like to see if the mainstream media will pick up on this. You know, they didn't pick up on the fact that voice print analysis was done of the fake Fat Bin Laden videotape of 2002, as it's known. Voice print was done. You know how you have voice-activated phones, voice-activated front doors, voice-activated doors on cars. A lot of the voicemail systems you call up, and it says voice print, voice recognition, please. And it's 100%. If you have a real recording of someone's real voice, you can then take it and make a voice key out of it. And then you take someone else's voice, and you try to use it as a voice key. It doesn't work. And so they went and voice printed real Bin Laden videotapes from 2000, 1999, 98. Universities in France, Canada, and the U.S. did. And they voice printed it. And it did not match. It was not Bin Laden. Then they had linguists go in and listen to the voice patterns, and it wasn't even the same voice of Bin Laden for those that speak Arabic. And it was a different dialect, someone who had lived most of their life in the West. And, of course, you could just look at it. Had Bin Laden's nose suddenly grown by an inch? Had Bin Laden suddenly gained 100 pounds? And the answer, and of course, there they blurred the video. They blurred the camera lens. They darkened the room. The government, these spooks are not very good at crafting this stuff. The government is not full of criminals at the mid and lower levels. It is at the higher levels. And so it's a lot of high-level people doing this. And, you know, they can't just walk into CIA or NSA and say, make me a fake video of this. Back in the Cold War, they could. You know, they'd claim it was to fight the Ruskies. But now a lot of their own operatives will go, no way. And they can hire it out and have private firms do it, but it's still pretty dangerous. So they just turn down the lights and blur the camera and put a fat guy in there. And it's not the same person, but it doesn't matter. Well, this new video, everyone noticed right off the bat that there was no audio. Well, they got caught with voice print last time, and so they got smart this time. And they're saying Bin Laden made a mistake, and he didn't record audio of the meeting. It shows the Al-Qaeda all lined up in different shots throughout the day, and just magically all day, the camera's audio was turned off. Sure. And then they released this video, and it's these guys laughing and having a fun time, and suddenly Muhammad Atta is about 10 years younger than what he looked like in other photos taken the same year. It doesn't even look like him. And a lot of video experts have been studying it. The video looks blurred, and it's showing signs of pixelation, though that could happen because it's on the web and been compressed. And the faces have some of that micro-jumpiness that the human eye can even recognize. That's why Steve McQueen, last year pitching Mustangs, 25 years from the grave, it wasn't really Steve McQueen. They'd taken his voice, synthesized it, put it through the computer program that once you have somebody's voice recorded, you can then put it through available cheap programs now that will spit it back out identical. But still, it's hard to mimic true body language and facial patterns. And looking at this video, it looks fake on top of it. Not just that it's someone else dressed up like Adam. They probably got video of Atta as a young man in some type of recruitment interview for the CIA 15 years ago, and this has probably been overlaid, so it probably is Atta, but a younger man. Now, again, here I'm speculating. There is no speculation that the video had previously been released in an American and also aired in Britain television documentary. And you can go read about all that. This is a huge, huge, huge report. And it's up on InfoWars.com. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. You can go right to InfoWars.net and get the original article and get it out to everyone. Yet again, it's totally fake. This is so obvious. It is admittedly a video the government released, and the government had already been shopping around and giving to documentary filmmakers years ago, and they bring it back out again as new. They think we're so stupid, they'll probably bring it back out in a year and say it's new again. And it's like they claim they killed Zarqawi, more than 12 times, wounded him a bunch. They killed Chemical Ali 3 times. They killed the Saddam sons 3 times. They kill everybody just over and over again. There's never a retraction.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's Ken Solar.
Later in the broadcast, in fact, in the third hour, I want to dedicate the whole third hour to covering this news report that Steve Watson really put together. He went and did the original research for it. It's been confirmed. A lot of other people ferreted out the pieces of the puzzle. We're like a giant organic populist intelligence agency. We're all vetting each other's info, double-checking, finding pieces of information, putting it together. The latest video they put out Friday has been completely debunked as of yesterday. So that's in 4.5 days, completely debunked. You understand there's no debating it. This footage had already been in documentaries, in docudramas. How dumb does the government think we are? Well, pretty darn dumb. You're going to have people 5 years from now arguing with you about this video. But you saw the video of them admitting it. You mean the video with no audio? Well, the news told us what they were saying. It's just like, I know neocon followers out there who argue with me. They found the WMDs. Yes, they did. I remember it on the news. Because remember all the dozens and dozens and dozens. It must have been like 50 times they'd go, we found WMDs again. We found mobile weapons trucks. We found rockets. Then it would always turn out, oh, those were pumping up hot air balloons. Oh, that's a fertilizer plant. Oh, that was a bakery. Oh, they don't remember the retraction in the back of the paper. And neocons get on talk radio, I hear them all the time, and still say WMDs were found. Which, Iraq was allowed to have WMDs. I mean, let's say they really had them, which they didn't. Even if you fall back into the liberal position, well, they didn't have them, you lied. Now the precedent's been set by your own argument that if they did have them, killing over 1 million Iraqis by the sanctions and killing over 300,000 by bombing and both wars together, it's suddenly okay. Ada's father says video fake. Now, to me, that's not the strongest piece of evidence Steve has here. But his headline leads with that. Credibility of hijacker tape crumbles. Islamic terror expert. Was this a video by Al-Qaeda or by a security agency? New footage was previously used in docudrama. Now, again, Steve's doing a fabulous job. He wrote a wonderful article, but let me critique here. The headline should be, new footage was previously used in docudrama. That's the strongest evidence. And in the body, you can have the father saying he doesn't think it's his son. And then the comment about, was this a video of Al-Qaeda or by a security agency? There's no question about it when you know that it was already on television in a docudrama. The same footage, the same scenes. Do you read me? Great job, Steve. This is an incredible article he put together. So I'm going to get into that in more detail later. I'd like a lot of you to go up to InfoWars.net. JonesReport.com's got it, too. I'd like you to read this, come back, and tell me what you think of it. It's huge. It's huge. And we can force this. We can push this story out there and try to force the mainstream media to talk about it. This is the type of news I have in front of me, and this is why I get frustrated and overdriven and sped up on the air. It's like I'm somebody in an eating contest or something. I want to get into detail and savor each little giblet, but there's no way to cover all of it. I want to get into detail on every facet, but you can't do it. Lafayette student arrested for allegedly bringing gun to school, it reports, out of Eyewitness, KLFY, CBS, Lafayette, Louisiana, that the student brought a toy gun to school and showed it to friends. He has been charged as a terrorist. That is the actual article. Here's another one. Man arrested for criticizing Cheney files suit, Rocky Mountain News. We're going to get him on this week or next week. It is admitted that Mr. Howard's great American, no criminal record, with his young son, saw Dick Cheney walking along the street with some Secret Service. He walked up 3 feet from him and said that the war was despicable and that he was against it. He walked on. 10 minutes later, Secret Service arrived and arrested him and asked the local police to charge him with assault, but told the police that his verbal comment was an assault. And so now the grand jury has called for this to be dropped, and now the man is suing. But that, folks, if you go into these town halls they have on TV, they've stopped having most of them because, remember, it came out in the news they were staged, just like the clapping for Bush Sr., Bush, when they go to a football game, when they went to the New Orleans Superdome and everybody clapped. That was admittedly dubbed in by ESPN. This is Soviet-style control. This is Nazi-type propaganda. You're living in it. But if you go to these town halls and you have to sign a signature, give them your ID, they photocopy it right there. A lot of them have a video camera taking pictures of you. You walk through a security checkpoint, you sign a pledge that you support the Republicans and you pledge not to disrupt. Then they put it on TV like it's an open to the public town hall and have staged questions. Oh no, the government's not evil. Everything's fine. Let's go back to sleep. Oh, but it gets worse. Oh, we'll tell you about a man who questioned the government, and he was arrested.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Kevin Smith and good old Aaron. I tell you, they have now done a good job. It actually, it's kind of like when you're trying to train an attack dog. When they went down to confront Chairman Keene, they kind of growled a little bit, but then kind of scurried back under the fence. Now, they both came and attached their jaws to William Crystal's legs and bit into him savagely, and then it was like a pack of vicious chihuahuas attacking Tom Thumb, and Tom Thumb was not pleased, because when you're 3 inches tall like Tom Thumb, a chihuahua is a terrifying more vicious than a grizzly bear. I joke around and try to have some fun. This country is in deep trouble. We abolished the Bill of Rights last week. For those that didn't know, we are under absolute official dictatorship. Mainstream news is even saying that. A lot of top political scientists and constitutional leaders. That is the facts of the matter. So we'll go to them in just a few minutes, and then we'll air some audio from the confrontation that took place yesterday. And we've got a big guest coming up for about 30 minutes in the second hour, and we'll have open phones for the balance of the broadcast. Now, again, huge news with Steve Watson doing great analysis and research and coming up with the fact that this is a totally and completely fake video. And again, we get so used to it all being fake and catching all the other fakes that we just kind of go, okay, another fake. No. This is red-handed. Not just where voice print shows it's fake or they claim they've killed the person 12 times. This is fake where they'd already aired the video before in a docudrama. I mean, we have them, and Steve Watson does join us coming up tomorrow. Will be joining us I'm starting to speak with Ebonics. He does join us. He does be joining us. No, he will be joining us, ladies and gentlemen, coming up. I get all flustered when there's so much. Oh, my gosh. And then we'll get into all of the sex stuff with Foley. This could bring down the current crop of neocons. This could be a gift from God that's coming out now. Because you've got major Republican leadership now, not a year, but 2 years covering it up. You've got Foley having cyber sex, masturbating while votes are going on. We've got it just Fox, Washington Post, a bunch of other major outlets had these months ago and sat on them. Of course they did. They all go to the same parties, folks. They go in the closet, a lot of them, you know. I mean, I don't mean that as a pun. I mean, of course, most of them haven't come out of that closet, but they go into actual closets at these parties. And, I mean, I guess once they've had, you know, 150 beauty queens, you know, they just get sick of it, and they go, well, I think I'll try some of that. And then they go, yeah, there was a video camera in there. That's what you'll be trying from now on. But this is how they compromise and control people and manipulate the entire system. So there's all of that news. I hope that all of you tuning in will go to InfoWars.com and support us. And how do you support us? By getting the new book, Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America, by Ms. Delosier and Karp. They have done a fabulous job. Both Austinites have got 11 experts interviewed that wrote pieces for the book. Also, there's 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions Part 1 is out on DVD. We have it for you. We hope you get it. Loose Change, second edition. My new film, Terror Storm. We have all the best 9/11 films, all the best 9/11 books, all the best New World Order videos and books, all the best books and videos on electronic voting machine scams, all the important information you need. Knowledge is power. You're going to find plenty of information to empower you at InfoWars.com, the secure online videos store and bookstore, and your purchases are vital to this broadcast and what we do. We will do more. We will give you more reports. We will get out and put together better and better reports. We will fight the New World Order that much harder. We're on the front lines working our tails off. Look at the fruit this tree has bore. Please water the tree. Please fertilize it. Please support us. We are a very healthy tree. We're having a great effect, but we have been expending ourselves, putting out a lot of fruit. And it would be nice if you would water us and give us sunshine. And that is how you support us. And when you do that, you get videos and books. And that's how a tree works, folks. It doesn't just drop good fruit. You can also eat that fruit. And you can go with that fruit and that seed and plant a whole new tree and then get your own fruit. You see, you can go out and wake other people up. So please support us, InfoWars.com. Get Terror Storm. Get 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions. Get them all from InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com. You can also order off of the secure online shopping cart there. It's a link to the shopping cart there at PrisonPlanet.com. Or, again, write to me, Alex Jones, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All of you listening, all of you who procrastinated and haven't gotten Terror Storm, haven't gotten 9/11 Mysteries, go to the website, order the videos, write me a letter, call the toll-free number, get them. Make copies of Terror Storm. Get them out to people. Take action. This is a war. This isn't a joke. This isn't a drill. This isn't a game. And if you cower under your, you know, under your desk or under your bed, the monsters are real, folks. They're going to come get you. When a monster comes out of the closet, you whoop its hind end. You go after it. You deal with it. You resist it. So please, my friends, take action. Now is the time. Now is the time to resist this tyranny. Now is the time to get involved in the information war. All right, we're going to go to our guest here in just a moment. And then we're going to go back into all that police state news I was mentioning. Man arrested for criticizing Cheney. Lafayette student arrested for allegedly bringing gun to school. And folks, this was the BBC reported on it. Ananova reported on it. This is the actual headline. Police hunt farting dissident. And everyone knows that I don't get up here with potty humor, and this is a serious adult show. That's the serious headline. I'm going to tell you about this. Okay, there's a nationwide manhunt for someone who protested by passing gas. It's stupid. It's juvenile. He was at a checkpoint. That's all I'm going to tell you. And they thought it was disrespectful. And we'll tell you about it. This is the new freedom worldwide that we're witnessing. But now, how do I set this up? How do I preface this? Something incredible happened last night. I have been trying to spend more time with my family, and I've been working most nights, and I had promised my family that I'd be with them last night, so I told everybody on the radio Monday. I said, hey, coming up Tuesday, Mr. Crystal, the little neocon chieftain, William Crystal, this guy is coming to Austin to speak in the big hall that seats thousands of people, and I'm not going to confront him. I'd love to, but it's up to you. I can't do it all. I want to see Austinites and Central Texans go down there and confront him. I'm going to have my guys go down there with cameras, but I'm not going to make my employees protest him. I'm not going to make them stand up and say something to him. We'll just see what they do. Well, Aaron Dykes and Kevin Smith, like attack dogs in the info war, literally grabbed onto each ankle of William Crystal, and his little fake smile, that little fake confidence, that all evaporated once he was offstage. He was totally freaked out, sweating, frown, cornered by the piranha of freedom. And the two gentlemen that were there are in studio with us, and then after they speak for a few minutes, we're going to play this audio clip of the actual confrontation. Let's go to Kevin first, then to Aaron, just in about a two-minute summation, guys. Give us your individual views on what happened, what developed, and we'll talk about it some more. But first off, I salute you. I commend you. That was well done.
Well, I can hardly wipe this smirk off my face, Alex. I mean, I got such a rush from it. And, you know, the new student group gave us a heads up on Crystal coming in. It seemed to be kind of under the radar. There wasn't a lot of fanfare. And they ended up downsizing it into the old returning to the scene of the crime, you know, the old smaller concert lecture halls there at the LBJ Center. And, of course, they tried to strong-arm us right off the bat and said, you know, we're not allowing people to film. And we stood our ground, and they backed off and looked for someone else to pick on.
And I told you they do that because there'll be 20 people there with cameras in the crowd of thousands. What's the seats like 3,000? It was in the big one, right?
No, they moved it down to the smaller one. They did move it down to the
one. Oh, so there wasn't enough people to worship Lord Crystal?
I guess not.
So was it the small one of like 600?
It's the one we've confronted the Warren Terry series at before.
So, yeah. So that's the smaller 400 one?
Yeah, about 400 or so.
Because they got a bunch of different rooms. And there'll be other people with their cameras on, but other individual people, but not us. That's what, another reason I didn't go. They see me. I mean, guys with shaved heads start showing up in military outfits, you know, running around. So you get there. Tell us what happened.
Well, they initially come up and they want to ask for press pass. I said, here's my press pass. This is a public university, tax funded. This is an open event. That's my permit. And then they start pressing. I said, look, you know, we're a nationally syndicated radio show. We've got millions of listeners. And the cop said, well, you know, okay. He backed off, and he went to look for an easier target. About that time, one of the school of journalism people came in and introduced this guy in a suit to the law enforcement there and introduced him as Secret Service. So Crystal apparently has a Secret Service detachment. And
Crystal, who writes for a newspaper, has nothing to do with the government, but writes the policy that our government follows. This all needs to be in the article, just a quick, you know, blurb of the facts you guys need to write with the video you're uploading right now. I mean, that is just amazing.
Well, we split up, and I would say the left was conspicuously absent there that day. You know, the people that were there were people that have come through the
left. They're not going to protest a fellow Trotskyite.
Heck no. But it was the people that you've woken up that see through the paradigm now that were there. And it was the tension was, you know, palpable. You could cut it with a knife, and people were just chomping at the bit.
Was Tom Thumb nervous?
You never can tell, you know. He's got that idiotic laugh. And Aaron said he's like the Joker. You know, and I think we do fixate on this guy, you know, how neurotic he is, and it's an act. It's an act. It's some sort of a device that he uses, you know. But the thing was, the guys from Project New American Citizens stood up. They started unfurling vinyl banners. They started yelling 9/11 was an inside job. They'd start being escorted out.
But see, that's the way to do it. Like I said, everybody break up, different waves, and then that's what happens.
Yeah, it was, and the tension just kept on mounting, and toward the end, they said no more questions, and I wasn't going to take it. I had tried to get a question in, but I had to go change the tape. I got back down there, and I got my comments out. I started getting shouted down by people, but
neocon bootlickers.
Oh, they just, the cult of personality that they were addicted to. And about that time, I got my stuff out, and that's when it started blowing up. That's when it went crazy. And I think when Mr. Steinberg, Bilderberg, started to rein in people and control people, that's when Aaron's switch was flipped, I think.
Okay, Aaron, I want you to recap or any other facets that Kevin didn't cover about the beginning, the speech, what you saw, any thoughts you have, and then tell us about this Bilderberg Group member who was there and part of the ceremonies.
Sure, yeah. First off, it was more than a wave of protest. It was probably about 25% of the room scattered throughout. They just had no way of stopping.
By wave, I meant just different people standing up different times so they can't get everybody.
Sure, yeah, yeah. The room was packed full of those kind of people. So, yeah, the confrontation started off for me with the police officers eyeing me, trying to get me to turn off my camera. And they were literally watching me like, oh, he moved his arm. Let's make sure the camera's still off. So I had to be pretty sneaky in exercising my first right, my First Amendment right, of course.
And I've been to dozens and I've probably been to 50 of these over the years. Everyone is allowed to videotape. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
They selectively go after our people.
Yeah,
go ahead. That's the new America.
Yeah. So moving on, the reason I call William Crystal the Joker, he went out of his way to talk about how he accidentally voted for a communist. What was it, 1984?
84, yeah.
Yeah. He made a big joke of it, even though his father is this big communist. So I'm glad Kevin called him on that later.
And there was also, there was a girl in there that was photographing, and I don't think it was just my perception, but I mean, like 75% of the photos she was taking of me, but basically she was cataloging the audience.
Well, they always have those folks in suits that work for them openly. Did she openly work for them at the end? Was she with them?
Looked like it to me.
Well, you know, they've got to act like that. We've said our names. We're proud. They're the ones that are afraid. They're the ones that don't want to be videoed, but they have to have that feeling like, oh, I'm hunting you. I've got you now. Hey, lady, we know who you are, okay?
Yeah, we operate in the light of
day. Yeah, when we take this country back, all the criminals are going to be in trouble.
Well, it was quite a...
Well, Aaron, tell us what you did with the CFR guy, though. I mean, the Bilderberg guy.
Sorry, yeah, this is James Steinberg. He is the dean of the LBJ School of Public Affairs who put this event on. And he was on the Bilderberg list this year. He's been there since 1994 off and on. And he was trying to be the intermediary, like, oh, let's not pick on Crystal too much. This is a public discourse, you know. Let's do things in a proper manner.
No, this is where he comes and shills his propaganda.
Absolutely, yeah. So I started to call him on his paper. I've got it right here in front of me that he wrote for the Brookings Institution, titled Preventive War, Useful Tool, where he talks about how Bush's preemptive strike policy shouldn't spoil preventative war for the rest of us.
And nuking people's good. Oh, he's a good little neo. And it shocks them, because all the fake toadies that go lick their boots, most of these graduate students don't even actually read their papers. It's all about walking around, I was watching some of the video, and just acting smart, like, oh, I'm so smart. Oh, I'm so smart. Oh, we need to run the world government, because all these dummies don't know anything.
Well, if you read some of those quotes from Irving Kristol about, you know, what people need to know.
He says we need to control information, we need to lie, we need to censor.
Some people need to know more information, more truth than other classes of people. But when it started getting ugly right off the bat, I saw this gentleman that was sitting next to Steinberg stand up, and it was good old Philip Bobbitt, LBJ's nephew, on the continuity of government panels. And I made a little jab at him during my little comments, too. So I said, how's that shadow government going, Mr. Bobbitt? And, of course, after it was over, he immediately approached me and was just, well, we have to reason these things out and have this discourse and a public debate, but we need to be polite. And I was just like, sell it to the Okies, brother. You know, I don't want to hear it. And a lot of people in that room would have been so impressed if Bobbitt had walked up to him and engaged them. It would have made their day. But to me, he was making my stomach turn, you know?
Well, that's how they act. And we're being friendly with you. Go along with us. Never mind the FEMA camps we're building. Never mind the black uniforms the police are wearing. Never mind all the cameras. Never mind we're telling you to abolish the Bill of Rights. Why are you so upset? Put your hands down. Let us put handcuffs on you. Get in the car with us. Everything will be all right. In closing, both of you got about 45 seconds left. Aaron, what was it like to be there? What was it like to see everybody stand up to him? What were the faces like of the elitist scum as they realized that we're on to them?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think they actually get off on, they expect questions about PNAC. They're engaged and actually enjoying being asked about the new Pearl Harbor quote. But when you mention that Steinberg was at the Bilderberg meeting, that's when he immediately says, police, escort this man out. I was the only one escorted out by police.
So as soon as you said, as soon as you said Bilderberg, it was like in They Live. He goes, "We got one that can see."
Yeah, that's a bad word. You can't say that in there. But they were laughing. They loved the questions about, you know, the insinuation.
But it was like a vampire who's laughing about to bite your neck, and you show the cross. He went, "Ah!"
Yeah, well, Crystal's the Joker, man. He likes being attacked on 9/11. He's obviously one who's going to take the fall because he was pretty out in the front about all this 9/11 stuff. You know, founder of PNAC, one of the central members. He's expecting this kind of stuff.
I get an idea that there might be a bonus incentive package for them, and every time they get challenged on it or screamed down about it, it's another little bit more money for them. I mean, he seemed to really relish it.
Well, actually, that's a fake confidence. Gangsters do that. It's gangster psychology. Mm-hmm. Crooks, really hardcore crooks, you know, when the cops have got them, they'll be behind in the smoky rim going, "Eh, whatever, you didn't do nothing. You ain't got nothing, copper." All right, gentlemen, good job. I salute you. When we get back, we're going to play the 5 minutes of audio. More than that is going up later on the Internet. Stay with us. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's important to confront these arrogant slime bags, and that's what we did. This is audio from the hall where William Crystal was schlepping his propaganda yesterday. Here it is.
Mr. Crystal, my name's Kevin Smith. I'm a producer of one of these new media outlets you're talking about. I work for a nationally syndicated radio host on two different networks. I am a conservative, sir, not a neoconservative. I believe in the right to possess arms. I believe in property rights. I believe in a sovereign nation. You've mentioned communism quite a few times, kind of tongue-in-cheek, which is strange for you because your father was a Trotskyite and one of the top communists in this country. Laugh all you want.
I will laugh.
Go to your father's quotes if you want. There are freedom, destroying, liberty, death, sir, due to the fact that Israel recently got kicked out of Lebanon, the Syrian attack is not going on according to plan. I recently saw Richard Holbrooke rein you in on Charlie Rose. He said, I'm on your side, don't get me wrong, but slow down, Bill. He doesn't want to go into Iran right now.
What's your question?
He's getting there.
He said we could ask questions after he was done speaking, so let him ask the question.
Let him ask the question.
I would get there quicker. You seem to be an avid proponent of war with Iran. Why don't you get yourself a rifle, and why don't you join? Head over there. Quit putting the sons and daughters in harm's way. I'm not concerned with this. Yes, you can, sir. But please, you are the new Joseph Goebbels, and there will be an accountability for what you guys are doing this morning.
Traitor! All your peanut buddies, all traitors.
How's that shadow government going for you, Mr. Bobbitt?
Be happy to see you and all your peanut guys doing the perp walk for your indiscretions with 9/11. We know that you all did it.
Excuse me, sir. You just asked a question. Told you you'd have an opportunity to ask questions. I think the speaker.
I'm not asking a question. I'm making a statement.
I understand that, and there's an opportunity for speeches and statements in various places.
Well, sure. We'll listen to the traitor. Go ahead.
I don't have an answer to your question. Thank you very much.
Mr. Traitor, go ahead.
It's always good to see civil discourses. You're entitled to be a conservative, not a neoconservative. Some of my best friends are conservatives and aren't neoconservatives, and some of my friends are paleoconservatives who certainly were against the war in Iraq. I just to clarify the record here, my father was a Trotskyite at age 19, and I think he stopped when he went into the army in 1942 and decided communism was not really workable, and many, many fine young people were Trotskyites and anti-Stalin, I would say, at the time. He is not an influential communist in any way, and was an anti-communist from the get-go after 1945, 1946. I do think we need to confront Iran. I don't think diplomacy or sanctions have much chance of working without the threat of force. And I think we need to think seriously about what the world would look like with Ahmadinejad, with nuclear weapons, providing a shelter for terror and providing a threat to not just to Israel, but stimulating people talking about y'all locking step
while the country's doing what it's doing right
That's
now.
Right.
I'm in the hood.
Right.
I'm in
the hood.
The whole country.
You're a murderer. You're a liar.
And
see. Thank you.
The scumbag.
Be serious about Iran. Be serious about Iran, but really need to think about what would happen in the Middle East if Iran had nuclear weapons. I do think Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt.
You're not going to believe that lie again, like you lied about Iraq having WMD.
Excuse me. Would you like to either be quiet or I can ask you please?
I'm making a comment. Why can't
no, excuse me. We have rules about how we have conversations. We
Mr. Steinberg, do you support a preventive war against Iran?
Excuse me, gentlemen.
I believe you wrote a paper on the subject.
We have a speaker here who's answering the question, and we're going to have an answer.
Do you want to answer the question yourself?
I'd be happy to answer any question that you'd like. Right now, the speaker's saying.
Tell you what.
What was your opinion on having a war?
Tell you what, folks, we're going to come back that up about a minute, play the rest of it, and we got a big guest for you. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Blackbird.